Why am I acting like I know?
Dude, look at this. It is pouring out there.
Yeah. Do you want to try to work through it and just assume the sound's not?
Yeah, I don't know.
Make it part of the show.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it'll affect sound.
I don't either. We'll find out later.
I've got it. I've got the list here.
Okay.
I feel
it's like this time.
Okay.
So it's going to be done here in a couple months.
I feel like some of these we're going to go. I remember putting that on there, but I don't remember what the topic was.
I'm cool with that.
All right. I also know that you put way more on here than I did. Like, you went nuts there for a couple days. Like, my phone was constantly beep, 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 beep.
You have notifications on?
Yeah, well, it gives, every time on notes that that I share with somebody, it sends me a notification.
I didn't know you could do that. Yeah. Well, you're welcome, because you could have put that phone under your nuts and...
missed opportunities.
Mm-hmm. You'd also get nut cancer. We ready?
Yeah, this might be kind of interesting. When I told you to switch mics... I could have my headphones on backwards. So we're just going to see how this comes out.
Okay.
If they're backwards.
One of these goes...
on the video also.
One of these goes to one headphone, right? One goes to the other one?
It's in stereo.
Oh.
Do you want to put it in mono?
No, it's okay. I can handle it in post.
Okay, I was like, I just feel like stereo for people like Brandy that put one AirPod in is going to be real weird. They're like, Andrew won't shut the fuck up. Actually, the episode won't be any different. Never mind, go ahead.
Are we ready to roll?
Yeah, we're ready to roll.
Turn the red light on. Yeah. Terry with a huge cock.
There you go. All right, here we go. Another episode of Matt and Andrew Make a Podcast. Episode.
We know.
Fill in the blank or look in the description.
I'm guessing like 12.
You think so?
11. I don't know.
Yeah. Just look above this picture.
Yeah.
Like
if
right
you're
up here
this,
somewhere, it probably says.
It's probably right here or. Right
episode
there.
Something.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. Before we started this, before we started doing the podcast, we were like, hey, let's go ahead and start creating a list of potential topics. And we are this far in and have not touched on any of those topics because we've just always had other shit to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Matt Rife.
So here we go. That's right. Matt Rife. Fantastic abs, right? first thing on there was crown graffiti.
Crayon. Crayon. Spell it? Spell it! What is it?
It's, yes, I know.
C-R-O-W-N or?
Crown.
that's a king's that's hat. Not, I'm saying crayon, like a crayon.
But you say, like, hey, hand me the purple crayon.
That's a crown.
That's how I say it. I don't say Crayolas. Right,
okay.
Hand me some Crayolas.
You ready for this?
Crayon.
You ready for this?
I just say crowns.
That's a hmm. That's what I call doors. Just, you're gonna have to figure it out, dude. Figure it out, bitch.
Okay. Hmm. Crayon Thank graffiti. You. Kid wrote suck my dick.
Dude.
Is the,
okay,
in the parentheses.
Yeah. I was in Wichita Falls on the way to... Where was I going?
I don't know. I also feel like a lot of these are going to be his topics. So there's going to require some explanation, so be lenient on the zapper.
I'll explain them and you riff. Okay, this was awesome. I was at a place that used to be called Parkway Grill. I don't know what it's called now.
Okay.
In Wichita Falls. I went to use the bathroom, and in the stall, a kid had taken a fucking crown into the fucking bathroom, and he wrote, suck my dick, but he spelt everything wrong. He knows to say suck my dick, but he doesn't even know how to spell my. It said S-U-K-M-I-D-I-K. Like, my fucking 7-year-old spells better than that.
Yeah.
And she uses fucking spray paint if she tags shit. So I don't know, like, what are you doing, dude? Like, what? So you just tell me what you think that kid looks like.
For sure has a fucked up mullet.
And he's white.
Has a fucked up mullet for sure. Well, can black people have mullets?
Yes.
Name one black person that had a mullet.
I didn't say they do. I said they can. Because we're all created equal and they can do
anything.
Oh,
my
they can
God.
Do, dude.
Well, the kid.
At what point didn't James Brown have a mullet?
It's kind of a mullet Jerry Curl vibe.
Yeah.
But he's got like 15.
Flow Glow.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that? Y'all remember what Flow Glow's from?
For a while,
who?
Too.
Flow Glow? Y'all remember what movie
I
was from?
I was just agreeing and saying shit.
Coming to America.
Oh.
When all the people get up off the couch and there's the grease spots on the back of the couch.
I gotta go see that again. Didn't they come out with like a sequel or something?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Something? I don't
yeah.
want to see that. See the first one.
This kid that wrote Suck My Dick and misspelt everything in Crayola obviously had a mullet. was very white, probably already had a jailhouse tattoo. I'm going to guess 9 to 10 years old.
Yeah, 9 to 10 years old. His buddy tattooed him like stick and poke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a smiley face that looks like it's winking. Because
I think it's a rebel flag.
That's dedication. Stick and poke a whole rebel flag.
You know, I was thinking
one of these, you know, just a little, just the three dots.
Mm-hmm.
Off-brand tennis shoes that are fucked.
Like some really fucked up Filas that, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or all some... Right. Some.
Or like some old K-Swiss that his parents got him from Goodwill.
Yeah. I can Dude, see, I stopped like, at Goodwill today.
I love Goodwill.
I was looking for an office chair because I used to use a wheelchair for my office chair.
It's not good juju.
But now I had to return the wheelchair, so I don't. Now I don't have an office chair.
How was so your I was like, I'm going to stop by Goodwill and borrow it.
Fuck them.
Dude, learn to walk, bitch. Yeah.
Everybody else is doing it.
It's not that hard.
Everybody else is walking. You can do it. Anyway, I had to return the wheelchair. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm just going to whip into Goodwill, see if they got like a decent office chair. They had one. It was a really nice office chair at some point in time. It's not anymore.
What color?
And they wanted $6 for it.
What?
The
fuck are you talking about? I'm looking at the screen right now, jackass.
Oh, you gotta turn your...
Yeah, big dick Terry. Stop fucking telling me what to do with your giant cock. It's distracting you. You've been fucking slinging it around all day. No, I flipped the screen, dude. He's like, your screen's black.
Do you have what? The lens cover on?
All right. No.
Okay, that's definitely what I think. That's what I think the kid looks like.
I'm just fucking with you.
Item number two. Item number two on the list. Why kids are better than adults.
That was you.
That was me?
Yeah. You put that because you were working on a bit about kids versus adults. And you said kids are better than adults. I agree.
But I don't remember what it was for now. Okay. This is the problem with me taking notes on jokes. Like if I don't write out the majority of it right then, I'll forget what I was thinking.
Sometimes I write a joke and then it becomes a different joke because that happens.
Yeah.
I'll write like, I don't know, the way people say crayons. And then I'll be like, I don't even remember what that means. I don't know why they don't have enough beige ones. Like, I'll just come up with something really dumb.
But I do agree with this statement. So, kids are better than adults.
I agree. One reason is they don't have, like, preconceived notions of what anything is. Like,
right.
Like, they just come into shit like, that's what that is.
Yeah.
And that means that they're automatically not racist. They're not little fucking bigots. They become little bigots for sure.
Yeah.
We got a white kid in the neighborhood throwing the N-bomb around like it's fucking candy.
Really?
White boy. I would call him out, but I don't want him to get shot. And he's 8.
That rough over there, huh?
Yeah, Pioneer Park life, dog. Fucking, that's the hood, fam.
Now, this next one is one that I feel like could be an entire episode.
Okay, let's do it. We don't have to keep reading after that. We need more episodes.
Growing up in a warehouse.
All right. Was that me? Did I put that on there?
I assume that was you, because I did not grow up in a warehouse.
But I thought maybe you put it on there because you were encouraging me to write jokes about it. John Carden also said I should write jokes about it. I've been trying.
Yeah.
But when we were at a show that he was doing in Austin, he didn't know who I was. He recognized that he had seen me before, but he didn't know who I was at that time. And I was high as balls, and he was twice as high. And he messaged me after the show. He's like, dude, I just realized that was you. I'm so sorry. I was high. What did I say? And I was like, yes. But he goes, you look like you grew up in a trailer too, Bubba. What's up? And I was like, no, actually, I didn't. He goes, let me take another guess. In the hood? And I was like, I lived in a warehouse. He goes, oh, shit, you got like a hockey court in the backyard? And I was like, actually, I did. He goes, did y'all play basketball indoors at your house? I was like, actually, we did. And then he was like, man, growing a warehouse, that's got to be crazy. He did like a fucking 2-minute rant on just all kinds of shit. And then when I saw him at Bricktown, I told him about it. I was like, I don't know if you remember, but that was fucking hilarious. And he goes, oh, if you can remember any of the jokes, you can fucking have them. I don't remember them. And I was like, oh, fuck, I wish I wrote them down. I didn't know that's how comedy worked. But, yeah, I grew up in a warehouse. What, I mean, is that not normal?
No.
All right, well, let's start. My mom had a home daycare. We had a kid named Brandon in the home daycare that sometimes Brandon would go out to the ditches in front because we had ditches in front of my house because the parking lot was my driveway. We'd go across the parking lot. He'd go down in the ditch. He'd take a shit. He'd turn it into a voodoo doll. I call it a doo-doo doll, but, like, he would sculpt them into dolls. And I know you think I'm lying because I say crazy shit all the time. You can ask my brothers. This shit's real. I would tell you his last name, but he's around here now. But he would make dolls out of his dookie. And my mom got paid to watch him. And because
not enough.
No. Because we had the home daycare, though, like, we got the basketball goals were free. It was, like, part of some, like, DHS program.
Right.
Hockey goals were free. We had a trampoline. We had a crane in my fucking house. Like, the part we actually slept in, this would be more like our garage. Like, you just open a door and it's there. But we had a fucking, like, roof-mounted crane that,
yeah,
like, goes...
It's like a hoist.
Yeah. It just, it runs all the way across, and then it has, like, a huge hook. And my brothers one time put me in a trash can and hooked it to the crane and put it up there and just left me. I don't know how long. But it was, like, probably till my dad got home.
Wow.
Like, I'm guessing 8 hours. I don't know.
See, like, 100% all of this, which, and you and I have talked about this,
yeah,
before.
Yeah, this is real.
Like, you just, like, all of your memories that you can remember, you just need to write them all down and then pick through them and see which ones you think could be made funny.
Yeah, I've been working on it.
And then see if you can find a chronological order that would make them more funny.
That's going to be hard. But while you talk, I will find the note.
There's a, I mean, they're just, it's unlimited. You can, I believe that you could very easily put together a 30-minute set.
Of just warehouse?
Of just warehouse.
And that could be my The Machine?
Yeah.
How do you spell warehouse?
How do I spell warehouse?
How does a person spell warehouse?
W-A-R-E-H-O-S-H-O-U-S-E.
So far off. Warehouse set. All right. I'm just going to read what I have.
Okay.
Was I right?
Is that, that's how you spell warehouse?
Yeah, you got it. I had a really cool place. My backyard was indoors and had a hockey court. I had my own personal bathtub. Okay, this part's really fucked up but funny. My parents raised me a little different than most kids even back then got raised. I had to walk out into a creepy... We moved out of this bitch when I was 7, by the way.
Yeah.
Creepy big warehouse. I had to walk out there and walk like 100 yards to get to the bathroom so I could take a bath. My bath was one of those purple buckets with the rope handles from Atwoods.
Right.
Like, that was my bath.
That's really what you bathed in.
That's really what I bathed in.
Did y'all not... There was no tubs
in
the house?
There was no tubs. I had urinals. I lit a urinal on fire one time. We had a crane.
You lit a lot of stuff on fire as a kid. From urinals to penises.
I've lit 2 bathrooms on fire at 2 different houses, and I've only lived at 3 houses before I moved out.
Wow.
Every morning I got to stay in until 7 because we weren't allowed to get out of bed until my dad left to work. I literally was not allowed to be out of my bed during daylight hours if my dad hadn't already gone to work. I don't know where the funny is in that. That's more sad now that I say it out loud.
That is
we
very
had a
sad.
Tanning bed room. We had so many rooms upstairs. We had a tanning bed room that had, I don't know if there was multiple tanning beds or just one, but we had a room just for tanning. We had a gift wrap room. That room was fucking gnarly, dude. We had a room that was probably about 20 by 20.
Yeah.
Now, I could be way off on the size. We can go tour it. I know the owner, the guy that bought it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he'll
for
let
sure.
it. He might have it rented out. I think it's a cannabis grow right now, but I don't think they're using the part that I'm talking about.
Where you lived.
They might. I don't know. Anyway, I think we could go tour it. But there was a room definitely bigger than this room that was just gift wrap for like Christmas and birthdays and stuff. It was just filled with gift wrap. We had one room dedicated to that.
That y'all made it that way or it was that way?
Yeah,
when
we
you,
made it that way.
So like
was,
your mom
had,
was like, you know what?
Rooms.
I think I need one room dedicated for wrap and presents.
Yep. And she wouldn't go up there to wrap presents. She just stored gift wrap in there because we left the air conditioner off up there.
Right. Well.
But, like, she would go up there for that. We had... Okay, this kid, Brandon, used to make doo-doo dolls. I already said that.
Mm-hmm.
We had a kerosene pump, so I got to light shit on fire. There you go. I learned how to make a Molotov cocktail when I was, like, 4. I was a little kid. And I could make a dope Molotov cocktail because I watched Westerns. I watched Bonanza, and I figured it out. Nobody taught me shit. I figured it out.
It's the difference in kids then and now.
Twist it up, shove that shit in there, fill it with kerosene. That bitch will blow.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't explode, but it's a nice fire. And kerosene
How much land was this warehouse on?
Dude, we got to go out there. Maybe 20 acres?
So, like, you could then go outside and throw a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, we had rock pits. We had, like, pits full of rocks from whatever used to be there. I don't. They like sold gravel. I don't fucking know. It's like the nice pebbles that cost a lot of money. We had probably enough to do a couple hundred driveways, like a bunch of it. We had kerosene pump active. Let me see. My dad would occasionally bring home 410 shells, and we had a fucking break action 410 shotgun.
Yeah.
That the trigger didn't work, so you got to hold the hammer
and then just let it go.
And again, we moved out of this bitch when I was 7, and my dad would be like, "Hey, go get them poop machines." That's what we called pigeons. I'd just go out there and fucking murder birds. It was a lot.
Wow.
I'm not even 1/10 of the way through the list. So you can ask any questions you want at any point, but I'm having fun.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling, like...
No, it's in there.
100%.
Yeah, no, it's in there. I think I need to clear a day to just focus on this. We go grab coffee. You don't have to drink coffee. You can bring a sweet tea from Sonic.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'll drink 2 coffees.
I'll drink green tea from a coffee shop.
Okay.
I just don't like coffee.
Yeah, I just need to clear the day for
that. I don't fuck with you about not drinking booze. Why do you fuck with me about not drinking coffee?
I wasn't fucking with you. I was just saying, I felt like I was judgy.
All right, it was very judgy.
You do look like you would only drink sweet tea.
I felt like that was a diabetic joke.
Dude, that was a redneck joke. Do I look like I would only drink lattes?
No.
Oh, my bad. Everybody thinks you would only drink
English 40s.
I do look like
you should be sitting on a front porch somewhere.
Hood gangster.
Yeah, you should be sitting on a front porch somewhere drinking a 40 out of a paper bag.
Okay, this goes to the size of the land.
With your Cadillac parked out front.
That's not a bad move. Dude, album cover for my first fucking audio
100%
comedy special.
I know some trap houses that'll let us go take pictures in front of them.
I live in one. What are you talking about?
You do not live in a fucking trap house.
I'm joking. I know some people with trap houses.
You do live down the street from some trap houses.
There's a couple on the way in. I love my neighborhood. Anyway, we had camping trips on property.
You gotta go camping?
Yeah. No, it wasn't like, let's go to the backyard. It's like, go pick a spot. Throw a tent. Just do your thing. We went camping so much. And I just realized as I read that, that's probably when my parents made love. Because they were,
they sent you out to camp.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We were 100 yards from the train track, so I was able to make collectible coins for all my friends. Now, this one actually might be a stage-worthy joke. I did it all the time. I'd go make all these collectible coins for my friends, but I was homeschooled, so I just gave them to myself because I didn't have any physical friends. They were all imaginary. I had a guy named Jack Kaklunky.
That was so sad, Andrew.
we left the house like once a week.
So sad.
I'm crying from laughter, I swear.
Your social awkwardness all just came into view.
This whole episode is just going to be me wheezing laughing. All right, so my best friend's name was Jack Kaklunky, and he was 20 feet tall, and he wore a basketball jersey. I don't know why, dude.
This is an imaginary friend.
But then I also had other imaginary friends. This is how creative I was. They were all named Jack. I don't know why. This is how I was laughing the other day when I told you I discovered about the T9 sexting.
Yeah.
This is the exact reaction I had. I can't breathe good right now. All right, let's continue. But no, that was like, we didn't go into town much. Like, I had friends at church. We went to church. I didn't have friends at church. I had people that were trying to molest me at church. We went into church, and we went in every now and then. We go to what's Williams now. I don't know, that grocery store.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't seen Lawton outside of Christmas shopping with my grandma until we moved to Lawton. Like, I hadn't seen other towns. I saw my first black person that was not an adult. They told me that the black person in Surreal was... just like that because he was special. Like, they didn't say special back then. They said the other word for it. But that's what made him black, was his mental disability. And then I moved a lot, and I was like...
There's a lot of retarded people in this town.
I was like, there's so many, but they seem like they're smart.
Yeah.
And I hung out with these kids, Lenny and Matt, down the road. They were black, and they were normal.
First of all...
Her sister's name was Jasmine, and she was cute. That explains
a black Jasmine makes sense.
Yeah.
A black Lenny and a black Matt, almost unheard of. Were they imaginary friends?
No, they were really religious people, mm-hmm. and I'm assuming that's where Matthew came from. Right. I don't know about Lenny, but yeah, Jasmine, Lenny, Matt, they all lived on the corner of the street, right across the street from the guy that went to jail for stabbing somebody at a football game. Boom. Terrace Hill, bitch.
Okay, so let me tell you something. You
this is going to be a long episode.
You've talked about your childhood, your upbringing in this warehouse.
Uh-huh.
And then you said, I didn't have friends at church. I just had people that were trying to molest me. And I'm going to tell you.
Those were friends.
That's the least of all the things you've said that make me feel sorry for you.
No, so
your plethora of imaginary friends makes me feel some kind of way for you. Like, I feel like you need a hug.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay. Nobody... I didn't say I was going to give it to you. Just.
Well, the guy at church was.
Yeah.
He's going to give it to me. No, see, nobody
he knew
church,
you needed it.
Nobody at church that I know of was actually trying to molest me. My brother was way cuter. It was a fucking weird church.
What happens when you live in a warehouse?
Terry's not wrong.
All right, next.
Okay. We can talk about this as much as you want.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, here it goes right here. I had a homeboy named Jack O'Clunky. The crane was fun. I got to ride in a trash can. Okay, that's fine. Every year we rented camels. Fuck.
We discussed this the other day.
Yeah. It just doesn't seem real when I read it. Every year we rented camels and a donkey. And we had a thing called Bethlehem Experience. And it was like an indoor Bible story thing.
Right.
Also, one time I got in trouble for, this was hilarious to me. I was climbing on one of the huge overhead doors, and my uncle was over there, and he goes, "Your mama ought to beat your ass." And I was like, "Papa sold the donkey," because we actually bought a donkey for 1 year.
So y'all did the Bethlehem reenactment in your home?
Yeah, like, it was in the warehouse.
In the warehouse.
Yeah, in the house.
Like, did y'all invite people over, or y'all just
did
it for yourself?
Thing. Like, it was like the Christmas lights type vibe. Like, a lot of people from other churches.
Right, it's like people going out to Holy City to watch
So, the thing about the warehouse, it's like, the front part where we live was more like office space.
Right,
and
makes
then
sense.
The part where we did Bethlehem Experience, I think, was the part attached to our house. But it might have been the other warehouse that we also had free reign over. Because there were two warehouses.
Okay, so let me, like, the idea of having a warehouse to live in sounds awesome. It's, I don't know what to say, it's... The upbringing that came with it is what really makes stuff.
I think if we were in a warehouse or just anywhere out in the country, most of it would have been the same. Like, I had a bedroom with a bed in it.
Right.
And the reason we didn't go into town had nothing to do with the warehouse. We were, you know where in Surreal, what they call Dead Man's Curve?
Yes.
A mile and a half from that, maybe?
Yeah.
It wasn't far from town.
Right.
So it's not, like, too crazy as far as, like, it's just a building. The part that's crazy is, like, you don't invite people over to your warehouse for dinner.
Right.
And it's more my parents were just not very social people, I think, is more...
Yeah.
Like, the imaginary friends and shit.
Yeah.
I turned out great.
They were not very social people, but they also were extremely religious people.
Yeah.
They also lied to you about what made people black.
I don't know if that was my parents. I don't know who told me that, to be honest with you. I don't know if that was my parents. I just remember somebody told me the reason that the one black person was black, because I'd only seen one.
Right.
Was that he had mental issues.
The not being able to get out of bed until after dad leaves for work.
That's because my dad had a shitty job he did not like, so he did not like kids. Especially me. No, like, I mean, like, seriously, like, I've told a lot of people, like, my dad's cool as fuck now, but, like, when I was a kid, he was... You know when people are like, dude, my dad drank, so I wish my dad drank. Like, I think his job was very stressful. He's managing a bunch of people's fucking money. And, I mean, it's stressful for me to, like, when I'm just like, oh, I'm low on money.
Imagine, did I just blink slow
no,
or
the
did
whole
the light?
Place
okay.
Did it.
All right.
The camera glitched, too. But, no, it
was. I was like, damn, I'm blinking slow all of a sudden.
I don't think that was a warehouse. My parents are, they've lightened up a lot, but they were very religious people. And, like, I wasn't allowed to say gosh, but, hiney. No, I could say hiney. But there were, like, almost any word you... Like, heck, dang, not allowed.
Right.
But the N-word, not a problem. I don't know what age that was, but I just remember going, in hindsight, I cannot believe that anybody was letting me run around just using that as a term to address people and describe people.
Right.
Like, that's so crazy. But, no, I don't think the warehouse made a difference, to be honest, like, in how I was brought up and everything.
Right.
It was weird. I think it would have been less weird if I was in a neighborhood because I'd be closer to other people and I would be, like, I'd see the real world sooner.
Oh, they're the weird folks that live in the warehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, when I came to town and met all my friends in the neighborhood and told them we moved from Surreal, I never even brought up that we lived in a warehouse. I never thought about that we lived in a warehouse until we were playing basketball once, and I was like, dude, we used to be able to do this at the house. And they're like, we're at your house now. I was like, no, we were, like, inside. And they're like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, and then, like, I didn't even know the word warehouse. I didn't know how to describe it. It was just like, yeah, I had, like, a big, you know.
That's just where we live.
You didn't have a crane?
Yeah. y'all didn't have a hockey court and basketball court in your home?
Yeah. I kind of want to run through some of these. And just,
do it.
You comment. I'll,
all right, let's do it. I'll quit distracting you.
No, you're good. We had about 20 rooms, and I have 3 siblings, but I still shared a room with my siblings. And then we put a bookshelf between my brothers and, like, me and my 2 brothers were on one side, bookshelf, my sister. Like, we had 20 rooms, though. Like, it was a ton of, I don't know if it was 20, it was at least.
But y'all shared one room?
We shared one big room.
And then cut off air conditioning to the rest of it? Was that part?
That might have been it, I don't know.
Power saver type deal?
It might have been that, I don't know. I just know, like, our living room was weird and our kitchen was cool.
Or was it like... Your dad was like, we got to get this boy to stop talking to people that aren't there. Force him to be with his siblings.
This is socialization. I mean, I imagine, as a parent now, I imagine my parents were super worried about how fucking weird I was when I was a kid. Like, I was lighting my
Were your
dick
siblings
on fire.
Is...
No. No, Billy was just a whore. Other than that, he was cool. He was very normal.
Like, yeah.
He just jump off shit, ride bulls. Once he found out about vaginas, he was running through them hoes.
Yeah.
Deuce did magic. That's a little awkward and weird, but I'd say Deuce was relatively normal.
It's not nearly as weird as a kid that all of a sudden decides they want to be a ventriloquist.
That is weird.
I know some ventriloquists that are great,
yeah,
cool people.
That is weird.
But I can't imagine if my kid come to me and said, I want to be a ventriloquist, and now this dummy is their best friend. That would be weird, right?
That'd be really weird. If the dummy's their best friend, I would say BetterHelp. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Or if your best friend is a 20-foot-tall person that wears basketball jerseys named Jack Kokonki.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Do comedy shows. You'll be okay. All right. We had urinals. We had rock pits. I sold Laham, and Jesus was born in Bethlehem, which means Jesus' name... Or Jesus' hometown was a girl's name and bread. Because Beth and Laham, I don't know what the fuck. I'm trying to come up with jokes out of this. It's not working.
Did you say you sold ham?
We sold Laham, which is apparently bread. Like, at the Bethlehem experience, we would walk around and sell, like, cinnamon bread.
Gotcha.
It was good, too. It was like, we would take, like, croissants or something, sprinkle cinnamon sugar on them. Fire. I used to speak in tongues.
Did you think you were saying something?
No.
You were just doing it to do it?
I think that's when I became way less religious. I was like, oh, I have to pretend that Jesus is in me? So I think the first 100 times I spoke in tongues, I probably thought I was the devil. I probably thought, oh, I'm unsavable or something. Which is what's going to happen if you try to teach your kids that speaking in tongues is a real thing. And then they go, well, it's your turn. And like,
you should have started doing your best Chinese.
I used to speak in tongues.
Ning chao.
I used to speak in tongues.
Just start making.
I used to speak in tongues.
Animal noises.
I used to speak in tongues.
Fuck. I want to go to one of those churches now. Where they do that? Where do they do it? What religion is that where they do the speaking in tongues?
Pentecostal, I think.
We should go.
Dude,
when
I'm
it gets
down.
To that part, we'll just start like.
All right, I wrote a joke in there.
Okay.
Hacky as fuck. I used to speak in tongues. I still do, but there's a vagina there now.
I would cut that one.
Hey, dude.
I definitely think you should lean into the, when I was a kid, my parents were super religious.
I think this is the hill I die on.
At church, they're like, you know, it was everybody's turn to speak in tongues.
Yeah.
So like, everybody was doing it, and then they looked at me like it was my turn. I didn't know what to do, I had recently watched some old Bruce Lee movies, and I just started doing it.
So, six-year-old me, it's okay for me to be ching-chonging.
Just move your mouth for 3 seconds without making any noise, and then go into your cling-ching.
Hold on, let's, all right, here's me speaking in tongues, right?
Cleanse your palate.
I am here to avenge my father's death. That might Fuck. Murder or get
God
murdered.
Damn, that's funny.
All right, hold on.
Oh,
I used to speak in tongues. I still do that too, but now there's a vagina there. That's pretty good. Benadryl is Christian Xanax. That's not a lie. Benadryl, everybody at this fucking church would zonk out on Benadryl anytime they wanted to fucking sleep. They would be high as fuck on Benadryl.
Like, wow. You're
not like high high, you're just like silly.
Yeah.
Is that like because you're trying to stay awake?
Yeah.
There were a lot of people that were fucking
like the adults?
Benadryls. Yeah. The kids were smoking weed. No, I'm just playing. diet pills are now Christian meth. It's kind of the same thing. And, well, now it's more like Adderall. But back then it was like diet pills. Like, people would, like. So the thing with religion that's always been weird to me is you can't do drugs unless they don't know their drugs on the streets. And then you can do, like, you can take 15 Ambien and try to stay awake. That's fine. You just can't smoke a joint. It doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Let's see. I hope my parents don't see this. They're going to be mad.
If it was legal prescription drugs, those were okay.
Yeah, at that time.
If anything that was illegal,
yeah, that was
that's
kind
the
of
devil's
that
that's the devil's work.
But nobody drank. There was not
But
a
what about now that weed is legal? Now
weed's still bad. Pills are still okay.
It's the only thing that God actually made.
Mushrooms.
Right.
God made mushrooms.
But I'm talking about like is you know when they're looking at you got weed and that's oh that's yeah. that stuff's bad for you. But we got you know. Fucking Xanax yeah. over here. Those are okay. Well, yeah, but only one of them comes naturally from the earth.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I feel like a lot of people that play devil's advocate might tell you that most of the shit people are hooked on is from poppies, which is the flower that's beautiful that God made. God grew the poppies. I don't know. I was raised very religious. Hey, I got written down in here. I couldn't say gosh, but I could say the N-word. Maybe that's why I ended up weird.
My mom also thought that she doesn't understand why everybody hates the rebel flag.
Dude, that was a weird one as a grown-up this month.
Yeah.
That was in July.
But now it all kind of starts to make sense. Yeah. She was also okay with you saying the N-word.
Yeah. Well, I don't think my parents knew that people took it offensive until I was probably 20. Like, I'm not joking. I think my dad probably did because he worked, like, out
right.
at an office. But he didn't work with black people. I really think it probably took like a TV show or a movie or a news story about somebody getting in a fight over the N-word or something for them to be like, oh, that's not like saying Hispanic. That's like saying something else.
Yeah.
I'm just scrolling through here seeing if there's a lot in here.
As there should be.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, I wrote down a lot. It's just like when I was 5, I got to walk camels. Yeah, I was walking camels. That's not weird. Kerosene pump, speaking in tongues. So all this is just me trying to turn all these things up at the top part into jokes. There's
right.
nothing left. But, yeah, I think, like, okay, I think being brought up in a weird environment in a different way is totally fine. Like, I think if I had you and Tana as parents and lived in that warehouse and y'all were your age when I was a kid, not 10-year-old parents, that would be real weird.
Yeah.
I think I would have turned out a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, like, I think part of my fucking creativity and my ability to just fucking say random shit is, like, I was my own friend till I was 7.
Right.
And then when I was 7, I'm not going to say specifically, but I was told to stay away from certain people in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And we lived in Lawton, so that didn't leave a lot of people.
I would say this. Because of that, you were very self-reliant, self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Whereas I grew up very close with some friends. Everything I try to do, I want to partner with a friend.
Right.
Let me make it. Whereas you do stuff and you're like, nope, I'm going to do this on my own because I can.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? I've always, I know that there's most of the stuff that I've done in my life I could have done on my own, but I always wanted somebody else to be a part of it.
Well, like framing
which
the
has
walls
bitten
up
me
here.
In the ass.
Yeah.
A lot.
Framing the walls up here is not something I should have done alone, but I've done so much shit by myself. Like, I know how to hold something without using my hands. Like, I know how to, like, leverage this thing and put this. I've done all kinds of shit. Like, I definitely don't want this to be a thing where it sounds like I'm bitching about my childhood. Like, I think a lot of it was actually interesting. I don't think any of it was based on my parents' choices. I think it's just like, it would have gone that way anyway.
Right. But I think, well, and to avoid that, I think your 30 minutes is already in my head of you do this and it's making fun of the way you were brought up.